W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News State of the Union. I'm Daria Albinger. President Biden answering the question on a lot of voters' minds: is he too old to serve a second term?
The issue facing our nation isn't how old we are, it's how old are our ideas. Hate, anger, revenge, retribution are the oldest of ideas. But you can't lead America with ancient ideas that only take us back.
The president at tonight's State of the Union address, an hour-plus speech, which ran the gamut from border security to economic policy to support for Ukraine. The Republican response was delivered by Alabama Senator Katie Britt, who also mentioned Mr. Biden's age.
The free world deserves better than a dithering and diminished leader.
Former President Trump posting on his Truth Social platform, calling it the worst State of the Union address in history. This is ABC News. A United Airlines flight had to make an emergency landing in Los Angeles after a tire fell off during takeoff.
The giant Boeing 777 tire fell off the plane as it lifted off from San Francisco. The tire landed in an employee parking lot. Luckily, it did not injure anybody when it came off. The 777 has 13 other tires. Instead of heading to Osaka, the plane flew down the coast of California to LAX, where firefighters were waiting for it. 245 people were on board the 22-year-old aircraft. It landed safely, minus the missing left main landing gear tire. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
The Miami Seaquarium is being evicted from the waterfront property that it leases from Miami-Dade County over what officials say is a history of violations. The Seaquarium could fight the eviction. For the first time in 20 years, a woman will referee a men's first division soccer match in Mexico. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Hey, Joe Montana here. Back in my football days, I knew the importance of a strong defense. Now I'm sharing how you can help defend your health against pneumococcal pneumonia, a bacterial lung disease that can be life-threatening. If you're 65 or older, or 19 or older with certain chronic conditions like diabetes or asthma, you're at increased risk. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist about vaccination and learn more at knowpneumonia.com. That's knowpneumonia.com.
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Is it Saturday night yet? Hey folks, Jimmy K here. Join me, Rocker, and Terry Barr for Max Inc. Saturday Night. It's your weekly look at the Wisconsin music scene with a lot of fun, debut music, interviews with the artist, and live in the lair. It's Max Inc. on Saturday night across the Civic Media Radio Network, Saturday night, 6 to 10 p.m., and grab the podcast at maxincradio.com. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehow. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's job numbers hit an all-time high in January. The State Department of Workforce Development released their numbers Thursday. Wisconsin's unemployment rate was at 3.2%, below the national unemployment rate of 3.7%. The number of jobs hit historic highs, with over 3 million non-farm jobs and 2.6 million private jobs across the state. DWD Secretary Amy Pachakik says that she expects Wisconsin's economy will continue to break records into 2024. An appellate court says Wisconsin regulators have to develop PFAS restrictions before mandating cleanups. The ruling is a win for businesses in the state. Attorney General Josh Call says he'll appeal the case to the state Supreme Court. Call says having to work with lawmakers will slow down the enforcement of new clean drinking water rules. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Double duty for the Brewers.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. In Arizona, the Brewers had a split doubleheader, half the team playing the Cleveland Guardians in a 3-3 tie. Backup catcher Eric Haas playing well, the other half losing to the Reds 2-0. Hockey, two Badgers players, forward Kirsten Sims and defender Caroline Harvey, rewarded as the best at their positions by the Women's Collegiate Hockey Association, the Badgers women's team in Minnesota this weekend for the final faceoff tournament. NBA, the Bucks losing to Golden State by 35 points, 125-90. Giannis after the game.
Okay, you know, it's one game. I think we've played 6.5 great games. Got to go to the next one. Hopefully we can be locked in. play better.
Marquette losing to number 2 ranked UConn 74-67 in the front row at Fiserv Forum was Packers head coach Matt LaFleur and the Bears' Matt Eberflus. Whenever they put LaFleur's face up on the scoreboard, the fans cheered, and every time they showed Eberflus, the crowd booed. That's sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Celebrate International Women's Day with me, Maggie Dawn, this Friday, joined by Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 until 4.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. For tonight, a mostly cloudy sky, lows in the mid-20s. And mainly cloudy as we look into tomorrow, a high right around 40 degrees. Early cloud Saturday, then sun for the afternoon, breezy, cooler, and upper 30s. Sunshine and up to the mid-40s by Sunday.
It's 28 degrees right now.
From Birchwood to Poplar, this is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, your home for news, talk, and sports. .org.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Well, tonight is the State of the Union. Greetings to the program. The State of the Union tonight, is Biden up for it? What's he going to say? I have some thoughts on that and what he might want to say. Also, the vile and un-American reason Viktor Orban is manipulating U.S. politics. He's coming to Mar-a-Lago tomorrow. I think we need to talk about this. It's, pretty weird. Also, crazy alert, Donald Trump, or a Trump-loving World War, WWE wrestler, just turned himself in for murderer. Oh, those Republicans, they have the best candidates. And in the at the top of our second hour, Phil Itner is going to be with us with an update on Ukraine. Also, Dan Rather has something he'd like to get off his chest, and it's brilliant. In the third hour, are Republicans helping Mexicans smuggle fentanyl into the United States? Sure looks like it. Also, when there's money to be made, Republicans don't care how many people die. I'll tell you about that. And a geeky science. Did COVID protection wipe out an entire strain of flu, a virus that has gone extinct? It's amazing. I'll tell you about that in the third hour of the program today. So, but to start out, tonight is the State of the Union. And a couple of dynamics are going on. Number one, the Moscow Mike Johnson yesterday had a meeting with his Republican colleagues and basically begged them not to repeat the embarrassing kind of trailer trash performance. And I say that with respect to people who lived in trailers. Louise and I did for 3 years. But nonetheless, I don't have a better, description that's not offensive to everybody. But anyhow, Lauren Boebert and Marjorie Taylor Greene shouting, squealing and shouting at Biden during the last State of the Union address. Johnson is like, please have some respect. He said, this is what he said, according to Don Bacon. He said, we should be professional. We should maintain a high standard of decorum. Right? You're telling that to Marjorie Taylor Greene? Really? Are you kidding? Mark Alford, the Republican from Missouri, said he's reminding us to be respectful of the institution and to the President of the United States in the office, whether we agree or not. Right. McCarthy had the same message. And Lauren Boebert and Marjorie Taylor Greene just completely ignored it anyway. Bernie Sanders had a meeting with President Biden. Now, this was a couple months ago, but, specifically about this, about the State of the Union address. And he had some very specific advice for President Biden. Basically, he said, you need to punch back. You need to be quoting Franklin Roosevelt. And I'm going to play out of the 360 here, Sean. FDR, for example.
A number of my friends who belong in these very high upper brackets have suggested to me on several occasions of late that if I am reelected president, they will have to move to some other nation because of high taxes here. Now, I will miss them very much.
Only FDR, right? Well, we'll see. We'll see. Bernie actually recommended that he take FDR's, that Biden take FDR's speech from his 1936 nominating convention in Philadelphia, where he said, you know, never before in human or in American history have, in all our history, have these forces been so united against one candidate as they stand today. They are unanimous in their hate for me, and I welcome their hatred. So, you know, we'll see. It was an hour-long meeting, and it looks like, you know, Biden is going down this road. Now, in fact, the White House, when they were asked about this this week, they said President Biden and Senator Sanders have a strong working partnership that grew out of the 2020 primary. Their alignment on the need to fight for working families and take on Republicans who back big corporations will be apparent in the president's State of the Union address. So what should Biden say? Well, Jeff Tiedrich had some thoughts this morning over at jefftiedrich.com, his Substack newsletter. He said, you know, if I wrote Joe Biden's State of the Union speech, here's what I'd say. And this is pretty much what I'd say, too. So I'm just going to quote from Jeff Tiedrich. He said, this is what Biden should say. 3 years ago, I inherited an utter crap show, the worst pandemic in a century. I'm cleaning up Jeff's language a little bit here. The worst economic crisis since the Great Depression, the worst attack on our democracy since the Civil War. Now, 3 years later, check this out. Over 14.8 million jobs have been created. That's more jobs created in 3 years than any president in history. The unemployment rate is down to 3.7%. Unemployment has been under 4% for over 2 years, the longest stretch in more than 50 years. Inflation is down to 3.1%. Wages are up and outpacing inflation. Our economy has added 800,000 manufacturing jobs since I took office, and private companies have announced more than $300 billion in manufacturing investments right here in the U.S. Thanks to the CHIP Act, we're bringing high-tech jobs back to America and improving our supply chain. We're investing more than $1 trillion in rebuilding our country's aging infrastructure. Remember how the former guy used to announce imaginary infrastructure weeks and then did absolutely nothing? We're actually doing it. American manufacturing is booming. More Americans have health insurance than ever before. A monthly supply of insulin is now capped at $35 for seniors on Medicare. We've canceled about $138 billion in student loan debt, wiping out debts for more than 3.9 million borrowers. Oil production in the U.S. is at an all-time high. Renewable power is the number two source of electricity in the U.S. and climbing. And just 2 days ago, I capped bank overdraft fees at $8. He said, if the media would do its damn job and report on facts instead of obsessing over my age, you know, to which I say, so what? I get stuff done. Meanwhile, what have Republicans been doing? Punishing pregnant women, getting mad at books, getting mad at drag performers, forcing 10-year-old children to give birth to rape babies, arresting women for miscarrying, drowning migrants in razor wire booby traps. All their culture war BS is designed to distract you from the fact that beyond tax cuts for the obscenely wealthy and financial and farcical revenge investigations, Republicans don't have anything, not one useful policy proposal that would benefit the average American. And he points out yesterday, Elise Stefanik said, are you better off today than you were 4 years ago? And, you know, 4 years ago, we were in the middle of a pandemic. 4 years ago right now. Are you kidding me? Really? Are you you're trying to make this claim? Seriously? Oh, geez, it is absolutely nuts. Up next, the vile and un-American reason Viktor Orban is manipulating U.S. politics. Yep, he's coming to Mar-a-Lago tomorrow. So hang on to your hat. It's going to get fascist fast. Oh, amazing. And I'm sure that the media will treat it like a state visit to a sitting president, right? We'll be right back. Stay with us.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
I'll be back with more of the news of the day and your calls in just a moment. Stay with us.
Your hometown choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North. Buzz of the North. 910 AM WBZH.
Mm-hmm. One out of two Americans think their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Civic Media's Rich LoCascio. Could you introduce me as a wrestler right now? You could call me like the Punching Bag or the Patsy or something.
From Green Bay, Wisconsin, the Punching Bag, Pete Schwabba.
Now I'd be looking across the ring at my opponent's eyes getting really wide as he got ready to wail on me.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
Hovde, Eric Hovde now. He will be running against Tammy Baldwin.
He's not a Wisconsinite. He threw his hat in the ring from California. This is Tim Michaels all over again. Businessman who walks in and goes, well, I can take care of this. And Wisconsin says, no. Good to know you. Here's some Kringle. Go back home.
Is that how we politely blow people off now? Is to take a Kringle and go away.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Celebrate International Women's Day with me, Maggie Dawn, this Friday, joined by Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 until 4.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica or one of our many nonprofit
stations. When I first fed my dogs Blue and Chewy, Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty, I knew they'd love it. I mean, after all, it's a freeze-dried raw dog food that's full of real turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. If you're a dog, what's not to love? But I was totally surprised by how much healthier and happier my dogs seemed after we made the switch. I mean, we saw changes in their weight, we saw changes in the shininess of their coat, and in their behavior. The ingredients in Nature's Blend are really that wholesome. Plus, I love that it doesn't contain any artificial preservatives, how it's dry to the touch, so there's no mess,
and how it's shelf stable, so I don't need to keep it in the fridge. I know you'll love how convenient and healthy Nature's Blend is for your dog. I can get you up to 54% off your first Nature's Blend order, plus a free bag of premium beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. drmartypets.com/Tom. And welcome back. So my op-ed today over at HartmanReport.com is all about Viktor Orban because he's visiting Donald Trump tomorrow. Now, here's where it gets really interesting. Orban will no doubt be bringing with him, because he is a foreign head of state, he will be bringing with him what's called a diplomatic pouch. This can be as small as an envelope or as large as a, 3x3x3 foot suitcase. It's all a diplomatic pouch, and it has absolute immunity from inspection as he's coming into the country and leaving the country. So Orban may well be bringing a letter from Putin or specific instructions from Putin to Trump. And when Orban leaves Mar-a-Lago, the big question in my mind is, what will Trump have gotten out of this? Trump is desperate for cash right now. He needs $500 million to pay off the fines, or at least to be able to even appeal the judgments against him in the New York fraud case, in which he was convicted of business fraud, and in the E. Jean Carroll case, in which he was convicted of essentially rape, and in order to pay damages for that and for defamation. So if Vladimir Putin could easily give him that money, and for that matter, so could Viktor Orban. Viktor Orban is an oligarch himself. He's now a billionaire. He was just a poor politician when he came into office, but he runs one of the most corrupt regimes, in fact, the most corrupt regime in Europe. Maybe Turkey probably beats him, but anyhow, you get the point. And Turkey, is Turkey part of Europe? That's been a debate for a lot of years. But Orban's coming to town, and I'm just wondering, what's this going to be all about, number one? And number two, my article, the whole point of my article is to remind everybody who Viktor Orban actually is, and, and what he has done, and what he has done to Hungary in particular. Orban, in fact, when he spoke to CPAC, he hosted a CPAC, hate fest in Budapest. But then he came to Texas and he spoke to CPAC there too, and he said, this is from his speech to a Republican audience in Budapest last May. He said, Hungary is actually an incubator where experiments are done on the future of conservative policies. Hungary is the place where we didn't just talk about defeating the progressives and liberals and causing a conservative Christian political turn, but we actually did it. And, I think it's pretty important to note what Orban has done in Europe. I mean, first of all, he's made himself rich, which is something that Donald Trump made a pile of money when he was in the White House. When Orban took over the Fidesz party, this was back in 2009 and 2010. 2010 was when he was elected to office. His slogans were restore Christian purity and make Hungary great again. He campaigned on building a wall across the entire southern border of Hungary, and he actually did it to keep out brown-skinned, quote, rapists and murderers. These were people fleeing Syria from the Russian bombing. He altered the nation's constitution to enable gerrymandering and voter suppression, so he wins every election no matter what. He's packed the courts, particularly the Hungarian Supreme Court. He passed laws requiring conservative sex education in schools. In other words, gay is bad and abstinence only. He's criminalized any positive portrayal of queer people on TV. In public campaigns, he's conflated homosexuality with pedophilia, and the penalties for being openly gay are draconian. His latest anti-gay law passed the Hungarian parliament by a vote of 157-1. And Republicans, of course, here are trying to do the same thing. He railed against teaching multiracialism and racial tolerance, instead rewriting elementary school textbooks to proclaim that refugees entering the country are a threat because it can be problematic for different cultures to coexist. That's a quote. Under this logic, he's locked up brown-skinned Syrian refugee children in cages. When the Helsinki Committee said Hungary's, quote, indefinite detention of many vulnerable migrants, including families with small children, is cruel and inhuman, end quote, Orban said that the refugees, quote, pose a security risk and endanger the continent's Christian culture and identity. He added, immigration brings increased crime, especially crimes against women, and lets in the virus of terrorism. Which is kind of weird. I mean, we're seeing the exact same, exact different thing, here in the United States. Those cities that have taken the most migrants, mostly, unwillingly, but, because Greg Abbott has been shipping them to Chicago and Philadelphia and New York City anyway. They've all seen their crime rates go down. Down. Anyhow, Orban has handed government contracts to his buddies. Virtually all the press is now in his hands. He told CPAC, in fact, he said, have your own media. It's the only way to point out the insanity of the progressive left. The problem is that the Western media is adjusted to the leftist viewpoint. Those who taught reporters in universities already had progressive leftist principles, end quote. He added, of course, the GOP has its media allies, but they can't compete with the mainstream liberal media. My friend Tucker Carlson is the only one who puts himself out there. His show is the most popular. What does it mean? It means programs like Tucker's should be broadcast day and night, or as you say, 24/7. He got a standing ovation for that one at CPAC. And then he started banning media, and so CPAC did the same thing. They banned Rolling Stone, they banned Vox Media, they banned New Yorker, they banned The Guardian, they banned the Associated Press. This is how conservatives think that, government should be run. You don't like the coverage from the media? Ban them. It's been done in fact, in opening comments, CPAC Chairman Matt Schlapp said CPAC has decided to go Hungarian in their approach to the media. Right. The EU tried to get him impeached. It just made him more popular. He has helped violent theocrats reinvent Christianity, embracing a hard right movement within the Catholic Church and in the Protestant community. He reshaped Hungary's abortion laws, so it's almost impossible for a white woman in Hungary to get an abortion. Not so hard for gypsies, or the Roma people, excuse me. The Central European University had to flee Hungary. I mean, they were actually threatening their professors. It just goes on and on and on. I mean, it's just he's ruthlessly using his own nation's diplomatic and criminal justice systems to aid foreign criminal oligarchs. He's the only leader of a European nation to refuse to condemn Putin for his slaughter in Ukraine, saying he doesn't want to get in the middle of the thing. I mean, he's arresting people for posting bad things about him on Facebook. This is the world that Donald Trump wants. This Orban, and Trump has said this before, Orban is essentially his role model. So hang on to your hat. It's going to get wild.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Maybe he'll be taking that 10-inch binder of raw Russian intelligence back to Putin with him. I don't know what's going to be in the diplomatic pouch. What do you think?
Rice Lake's choice for news, talk and sports. The Buzz of the North. 910 AM WBZH.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you. We promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
When I first fed my dogs Blue and Chewy Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty, I knew they would love it. After all, it's freeze-dried raw dog food that's full of real turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. What's not to love? But I was totally surprised by how much healthier and happier my dog seemed after we made the switch. The biggest change for Blue and Chewy was that they went from a few extra pounds to being more fit, and we could tell that they look better and they feel better. The ingredients in Nature's Blend are that wholesome. Plus, I love it that it doesn't contain any artificial preservatives, how it's dry to the touch so there's no mess, and how it's shelf stable, so I don't need to keep it in the fridge. I know you'll love how convenient and healthy Nature's Blend is for your dog. My listeners can get up to 54% off their first Nature's Blend order, plus a free bag of premium beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. Text THOM to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
It is one of the most powerful books you'll ever read, full of the wisdom of ancient cultures and the directed hope of modern thinkers. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman. Discover how we're made of sunlight and what this has to do with the impact of fossil fuels on civilization. Read about the coming new ice age and what must be done soon. Understand how ancient cultures valued community and cooperation and what we can learn from them. Get in touch with the secret of enough, the meaning of wealth, and the wealth of security. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight helps us understand and heal our relationship to the world, to each other, and to our natural resources. We have much to learn and even more to remember. Here is your guide, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
The American middle class is on its deathbed. Ordinary folks who put in a solid day's work can no longer afford to buy a house, send their kids to college, or even get sick. If you're not a CEO, you're probably screwed. In his latest book, Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It by Tom Hartman, Air America host Tom Hartman shows how the middle class, a product of democracy that was so carefully put together by our country's founding fathers, has been systematically dismantled over the past quarter century and, under the guise of freeing the market, replaced by an anti-democratic system designed to line the pockets of the super rich and corporations. Hartman shows that it's not too late to return to the America our founders envisioned. Democracy requires a fair playing field. It will survive only if we the people stand up, speak out, and reclaim our democracy. To find out more about Tom's book tour, or to get an audio sneak peek of Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It, visit TomHartman.com. Get Screwed by Tom Hartman, available in all fine bookstores now.
Hey, Tom Hartman here. In my new book, Threshold, The Crisis of Western Culture, I'm looking at the deteriorating state of our planet, where the dynamics of environmental, economic, and population change are boiling over the limits within which society can function. I'll be busting the myths and ideologies of religious fundamentalism, capitalism run amok, male domination and hierarchy, and militarism that are draining our world of its natural and human resources and engendering the suffering of millions for the benefit of a few. Threshold examines cultures that have thrived from the mother city of Corral, Peru to modern Denmark, and targets five areas of policy, national, religious, economic, corporate, and environmental, for specific and immediate reform. Radical in scope and boldness, but simple in its common sense logic, my book Threshold illustrates the mistakes we have made as a culture, as a country, and as individuals, and provides the inspiration and motivation that you're looking for to build a better, more sustainable world for all. It's available in fine bookstores everywhere. Threshold. Hi, friends. Tom Hartman here to remind you that it's your support of our show that keeps us on the air. Without you, there wouldn't be a Tom Hartman program. And now more than ever, it's crucial for you to show your progressive support. And one of the best ways to show your support is to sign up for Tomcast. That's our podcast. It's at TomHartman.com. Never miss another heated debate on healthcare, global climate change, or our economy. Never miss another one again. Plus, labor news, full Monty alerts, conservative alerts, and my personal favorite segment, Geeky Science, each and every week. But wait, there's more! As an added bonus with your Tomcast podcast subscription, you'll also get my best of the rest of the news, a daily 3-minute dose of what's going on in the world today that you can't afford to miss. So what are you waiting for? Get over to TomHartman.com today and sign up for your Tomcast now. Do it for yourself, or you can do it for a friend. Go to TomHartman.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support. Did you know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you could be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out.
And welcome back, 34 minutes past the hour. And, a quick crazy alert for you. Yes, Republicans have the very best candidates. Daniel Rodimer is 45 years old, and he's been a Republican candidate several times. In 2020, he challenged Democratic Representative Susie Lee for District 3 in Nevada. He lost by 13,000 votes. Then he moved to Texas and ran as a Republican in District 6 in a special election. He lost again, but he only got 2,000 votes, about 2%, almost 3% of the ballot. He branded himself as a Trump candidate, and yesterday he turned himself in for murder. Yeah, murder, right. Republicans, they just have the best candidates, you know? It's just like they really know how to pick them. All righty, so what's on your mind today? Let's pick up your calls here. Ziggy in Oneonta, New York. Hey, Ziggy, what's up?
Hey, Tom, I'd like to make a prediction before tonight's presidential address to the Congress.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the Republicans are going to turn it into a clown show. And it's not just M.T. Green and Boebert. It's going to be a few of the congressmen. And I just think they're going to be disruptive tonight.
I agree.
That's my personal thought.
I think you're probably absolutely right.
Yeah. Well, that's what I thought. I just wanted to put the prediction on record so maybe next week I can call back and say, hey, I was right.
I told you so. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and that's all you got today, Tom.
The question is, who's most likely to make a fool of themselves tonight? I mean, obviously, you know, MTG, Green and Boebert are, you know, they're like howler monkeys, you know. I mean, they can't restrain themselves. But
Don't know. I think that there'll be a few more. But also, Biden's going to have the young lady from Texas in the balcony who couldn't get a Texas, had to leave Texas for her medical needs.
Right.
And I got a funny feeling that when he introduces her, she's probably going to get booed, among other things.
Wow.
Yeah,
okay,
that's my guess. I don't, you know, I have no idea. I have nothing more than what you would know, or you probably know better. But yeah. I just see them looking at this as an opportunity to disrupt,
to debase themselves. Yeah, amen. Ziggy, thank you. Thanks for that. Good
all
talking
right,
to you.
Take care.
Yep. Hunter in Klamath Falls, Oregon. Hey, Hunter, what's on your mind today?
Well, for the State of the Union address, I'm willing to bet that. What's her name, the Republican response, she'll be wearing a cross.
Oh, yeah. Who's doing the Republican response tonight?
Katie Ritt or something like that from Alabama.
Huh. Okay. I'll have to look it up.
And then, you know, Alabama's right out. And then really what I really wish women right now would take advantage of, right now we need to bring back the ERA and get it ratified.
Yep.
Get that amendment in there. That would solve a lot of the issues. Dolly Parton and Oprah and Beyonce and Taylor Swift, all of them need to come out and say, let's get the ERA in there.
I'm with you.
But the reason I was calling was, with her with that, you know, Christian part of it, asked Donald Trump about the people that he killed in America, genocide, knowing that COVID was transmittable by vapor. And Bob Woodward of All the President's Men fame in Watergate, he literally had him on recording saying that he knew it was. And then he had five rallies in Arizona, right, and it killed Navajo, Hopi, Apache, tribe people that were generally Democratic,
mm-hmm,
you know, with the help of the governor.
Yeah, the few Republicans who went to the rallies brought the virus back to their communities.
They brought it back to the, I was talking to a bus driver back then in Arizona, and he said there was no COVID on the reservations until after them rallies.
Yeah.
But anyway, the main reason I was calling was about the rally, what they called the Democratic Convention this summer.
Right.
We need to have people get out and do peace type activities of music, blues, especially Chicago. Mm-hmm. I hope Oprah and Obama and the people behind them will get out and put their resources you know, for vigilante peace groups of people watching, because you know there's going to be trouble if you let these, you know. So that's my message out there. I'm living in my teepee out of my solar RV. Mm-hmm. Okay. Up here in Oregon. Oregon.
Very cool, Hunter. Hunter, thanks a lot for the call. Good talking to you. Jeff in Fort Dodge, Iowa. Hey, Jeff, what's on your mind today?
Well, first of all, Tom, I agree with Ziggy. I'm afraid tonight's thing is going to be a crap show. But what I called for, I just heard that the Iowa Republicans at the State House here in Iowa, one of the new legislation pieces they've brought up is to have a license plate with the Gadsden flag on it. And all the money, if you purchase that, will go to the National Rifle Association. So this is what our Republicans are doing in the state of Iowa to help their clientele here.
Wow, the blood's soaked also, NRA.
Yeah. We're a right-to-work state. When they signed that, I believe the former governor, Republican Terry Branstad, was there for that. And he did it kind of late in the day, and the only really people that were there were representatives from Americans for Prosperity.
Right.
And they all had big smiles on their face.
Oh, yeah. The Cokes hate unions.
The Cokes hate union, and here we're ranked for bridges, the condition of our bridges, 50th in the United States.
Wow.
We have a $2 billion surplus. Wouldn't you think $100 million of that or something that the representatives of Iowa would be wanting to put toward their bridges?
No, I think they'd much rather spend that money tracking women who leave the state to get abortions.
Yeah, they spend all their time. All they've done so far basically this year is to attack trans people, gay people. All their legislation is basically to hurt somebody.
Yep.
And this is supposed to be the wonderful evangelical state.
Yeah.
It's a state of hate.
Yeah,
Tom.
These people are not Christians. They would put Jesus in jail if he showed up. I mean, there's no doubt. There's no doubt in my mind. Jeff, thank you. Thank you for the report from Iowa. Nate in Detroit, Michigan. Hey, Nate, what's on your mind today?
Hey, afternoon, Tom. Tonight, with the State of the Union, This needs to start it. I mean, I know President Biden isn't going to come out and do any sort of campaign sort of language, but I mean, I'm telling you, Tom, I'm absolutely terrified that there is just so much apathy coupled with what we have here in Michigan with our large Arab community that is literally 2 miles from where I'm standing. Mm-hmm. You know, with this uncommitted campaign with.
Right.
Not being able to frame what's going on in Israel, or I mean, after that, after those IDF soldiers opened up on those Gazans who were going for that food truck,
yeah,
or you know the humanitarian. I mean, I immediately called my two senators, you know, left them messages that we need to start pulling ourselves back from that and going more on the humanitarian. And I realize that it's being held up in the House, but we have to be going on the offensive. This entire
I completely agree. Here's and apropos of that, Nate, here's two FDR clips, and I'll get your response to them on the other side. But here's two. You get the 360 up, and here's two FDR clips for you.
Never before in all our history have these forces been so united against one candidate as they stand today. They are unanimous in their hate for me, and I welcome hatred.
So that's one, and I'd love to hear something like that coming out of Biden tonight. And here's the second one.
A number of years ago, there was a book, Mein Kampf, written by Hitler himself. The technique was all set out in Hitler's book, and it was copied by the aggressors of Italy and Japan. According to that technique, you should never use a small falsehood. Always a big one. For its very fantastic nature would make it more credible. If only you keep repeating it over and over and over again.
Like the election was stolen. So,
what do you think, Nate? No, I'm so glad you played things. I mean, President Biden, you know, he's not the orator, but he has that unique ability to be able to, without coming off as too threatening or too this or too that, I believe he can thread that needle. Mm-hmm. And you remember, like, the, you know, especially during or in the lead up to and then directly after World War II, like those "Don't Be a Sucker" public service
type
videos.
Yeah, they're all over YouTube.
These are the types of things, right? And I would love to see the Democratic National Committee, or the, you know, and the reelect and all that stuff, incorporating aspects.
I'd love to see DHS start issuing those things. You know, I mean, let's reissue them. Let's just
right. I mean, all hands on deck, man your battle stations.
Right. They don't even have to create new ones. They could use the ones from World War II.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Right.
There you go, Nate. Thank you for the call, and thanks for watching us there in Detroit. Much appreciated. 45 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
We'll be right back with more of your calls. Stay tuned. And welcome back. I really do try to live with a heart-healthy diet and a good exercise routine, and I also love SuperBeats Heart Chews. I get daily blood pressure support and just two tasty chews a day. Paired with a healthy lifestyle, the antioxidants in SuperBeats are clinically shown to be nearly two times more effective at promoting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. I know I'm doing something good for myself every day when I eat my SuperBeats Heart Chews. I've been taking them for years. I keep them by the bed, so I see it every night. No, don't forget, they're so convenient to take. I just love that. SuperBeats Heart Chews are effective and clinically studied. From SuperBeats, the number one doctor, pharmacist, and cardiologist recommended beet brand for cardiovascular health support. It's a convenient way to support healthy blood pressure. No pills to swallow, no ingredients to mix or prepare. Plus, they're plant-based. No artificial sweeteners or colors. Double your potential with SuperBeats Heart Chews. Get a free month supply of SuperBeats Heart Chews in all bundles and a free full-size bag of turmeric chews valued at $25 with your order by going to TomLovesBeets.com. Get this offer exclusively at TomLovesBeets.com. It's T-H-O-M loves B-E-E-T-S.com.
Rice Lake's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
This is a special report from ABC News State of the Union. I'm Daria Albinger. President Biden answering the question on a lot of voters' minds, is he too old to serve a second term?
The issue facing our nation isn't how old we are, it's how old are our ideas. Hate, anger, revenge, retribution are the oldest of ideas. But you can't lead America with ancient ideas that only take us back.
The president at tonight's State of the Union address, an hour-plus speech, which ran the gamut from border security to economic policy to support for Ukraine. The Republican response was delivered by Alabama Senator Katie Britt, who also mentioned Mr. Biden's age.
The free world deserves better than a dithering and diminished leader.
Former President Trump posting on his Truth Social platform, calling it the worst State of the Union address in history. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wagiho. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. University of Wisconsin campuses will keep more tuition money from Minnesota students from now on. Governor Evers is giving final approval to changes to Wisconsin's reciprocity agreement with Minnesota. Extra money used to go to the state's general fund. Advocates for sustainable farming are happy with a recent federal court ruling banning the pesticide dicamba. George Naylor is an organic farmer who used to use chemical herbicides and pesticides.
I could see after a rain how it washed off of a cornfield into my soybeans and hurt my soybeans. So I'd say it's a very dangerous chemical, and it can be easily moved through groundwater and surface water.
Dicamba is highly prone to drifting, which makes it hard for farmers to control where it goes. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Celebrate International Women's Day with me, Maggie Dawn, this Friday, joined by Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 until 4.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. For tonight, a mostly cloudy sky, lows in the mid-20s. And mainly cloudy as we look into tomorrow, a high right around 40 degrees. Early cloud Saturday, then sun for the afternoon, breezy, cooler, and upper 30s. Sunshine and up to the mid-40s by Sunday. Currently, it's 26.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice heard. Turn away from authoritarianism and vote this November.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Sawyer County's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Sleep on it, wash it, try it out. If you're not completely in love, just send it back within 100 days for a full refund. Experience life-changing luxury with the world's softest sheets. Go to CozyEarth.com and enter my promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, at checkout to save up to 35% on Cozy Earth's bedding, pajamas, bath towels, loungewear, and more. That's CozyEarth.com, and to save up to 35% on all Cozy Earth products, use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, CozyEarth.com. 9 minutes before the hour, welcome back. Picking up your calls here, Helen in Florissant, Missouri. Am I saying it right?
Florissant.
Hey, Helen, what's up?
Well, I have a question about the Supreme Court.
Mm-hmm.
Since some of the justices on the Supreme Court have received gifts, trips, or whatever, and the person maybe that's giving the gift has a trial in the Supreme Court, and the justices kind of rule in their favor, isn't that called bribery?
Generally speaking, yes. And that's the problem that so many people have with them. Is that, it does look like bribery.
Has anybody investigated them and to see if they can charge them criminally with bribery?
I don't think they would, I don't think that they would be able to do that. I don't see that happening. They have a certain level of immunity.
Right.
So that's going to be the big challenge.
Is immunity criminal?
I think so. It's called sovereign immunity, and it basically is that you can't prosecute government officials for doing their job, basically. And I just don't think that they'll be able to, frankly.
I would like somebody to check and see if that would be a possibility.
Yeah, I can pretty much guarantee you it's not. And, what it does do is it highlights the moral crisis that America is confronting right now as a result of a number of bought off Republicans on the Supreme Court. And that point is well taken.
Right.
Helen, thank you very much. Bob in Pittsfield, Massachusetts, listening on WBEC. Hey, Bob, what's up?
Hey, Tom, pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you.
Big shout out to your call screener, Mark. Pleasure talking to him
as
well.
Yeah, Mark's a great guy.
Yes, he certainly is. First of all, I just want to share my frustration and the Social Security debacle that we have. All I want to say, you know, to all of Congress, give our money back. You know, put everything back that you've taken out over the years. That would be great. Number two, make the Republican congressman take an IQ test. They're slipping. They're slipping big time.
Yeah.
You know, this thing with Mike Johnson tonight, I agree with all the other previous callers. You know, this is going to be a real crap show as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
I think, you know, you've got Green and Bimbo or Boebert. Excuse me, but that's my Freudian slip. You know, I think Hansy they're going to create But, you know, Johnson, too, with this, you know, I heard, you know, he's coming out with this defund the police. Come on, please. You know, you have high crime, so what do you want to do? You want to take more police off the street? What are you guys thinking?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But, you know, basically that was the thing, you know, I wanted, the points I wanted to talk about, and maybe if you want to expound on them. One more thing, you know, congratulations to NATO for joining the, or congratulations to Sweden for joining NATO.
Yeah, there you go. I agreed. Great points all, Bob. I don't need to expand on them. You said them very, very well. Thank you very much. Mark in South Bend, Indiana. Hey, Mark, what's up?
How you doing today? On tonight's State of the Union speech by President Biden, as you mentioned, all the kinds of good caveats he's got. I wish one thing he would do, look at the public directly and say, I will not under any circumstances debate former President Trump. He is an insurrectionist. He is being indicted on federal crimes. Five people died on action he did on January 6th. There's 91 indictments. I'm not going to step on the same platform or shake the man's hand. That's it. And if he does debate, he's slapping Merrick Garland in the face, the DOJ, Jack Smith, the whole Justice Department, all the prosecutors, all the people doing work for the DOJ, but the 91 crimes that are pending against Donald J. Trump.
Yeah, no, I get it, and I don't disagree with your comments, but he won't be saying that tonight in the State of the Union address. That would be a political assertion that has to do with the campaign. And you pretty much have to keep partisan politics out of the State of the Union address. I mean, you brag about your accomplishments and you can contrast them to the previous administration. But I would be surprised if he even mentions Trump's name tonight. I mean, he might say the previous guy, the way that he kind of dismisses Trump. But I think your point is well made, and he needs to say that at some point, or at least that has to be the position of the DNC. I'm with you, Mark. Very well said. Thank you. Amazing. Phil Itner's up next. We'll get a report from Ukraine, what's going on there, and then a few thoughts of mine, and we'll be and Dan Rather's actually, and then we'll be picking up your calls. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
If you only have a 401k, you're not getting the most for retirement.
Wait, what?
Add a Robinhood IRA on top, then they'll boost it by 3%.
You can do that?
And if you transfer in any retirement account, you get 3% on top of that.
Is there a limit to the match?
No limit. Robinhood Gold gets you the biggest contribution match of any IRA on the market. Sign up for Robinhood Gold at Robinhood.com/boost by April 30th. Subscription fees apply.
Investing involves risk. 3% match requires gold for 1 year from first match. Must keep IRA for 5 years. Match on transfers subject to additional terms and conditions. Robinhood Financial LLC. Member SIPC.
Max Inc. Radio invites you to a live concert each week over the radio. It's Live in the Lair on Max Inc. Saturday night. It's a full hour of live music and in-depth interviews with the artists. Listen across Civic Media every Saturday at 9 p.m. and grab the podcast at maxincradio.com. Live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group at movetomadison.com. Max Inc. on Civic Media.
This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.